This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Everybody, let's welcome Ted to Ghosted.
Hey.
Hi, Theodore.
Hi, Ted.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
It's a good question. It's not the best way to start the morning, but whatever.
So, Ted, tell us why you're here.
Okay, yeah, so around March, I met this girl named Tanya, and I like her. And I don't really say that often. I don't know, we just, we get along. And we like the same stuff, same taste of music, food, just a cool person to be around.
That doesn't sound like the reason why you're here, though.
She sounds great.
Yeah. The reason that we're here is she hasn't talked to me since Saturday. So... Saturday, we had this great day at the beach, and I planned the entire thing, and I don't know, I kind of think I should get some brownie points for that and not ghosted, but we had a bit of a, like, playful tiff at the beach. I'm not exactly sure what happened, but, well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, I mean, they finished their date afterwards, so maybe she's just sunburnt and she's been spending the last few days rubbing aloe on her person.
It could be that. Sunstroke.
It could be that. All right. So what we'll do is we'll give her a call next, Ted.
Perfect.
Okay, so if you're just catching up on Ghosted, we met Ted. Ted has been dating Tanya, the TNT. TNT Happy Factory. Or Music Factory.
That's like CNC, right?
Yeah. Anyway,
Ted and Tanya.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so the T's went out on a date. And they went to the beach, and Ted planned it all. And apparently, according to Ted, he got into a tiff with Tanya at the beach.
Ah, no.
And so, essentially, from there, the T's were no longer because Tanya refuses to call Ted after the tiff at the beach. Did I get that right, Ted?
Yes, you did.
Before we make the call, you sure you want to hear the answers to this? Sometimes it's a little harsh.
Yeah, no, I can take it.
Everybody says that.
Yeah.
Not everybody can take it. Let's give Tanya a call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tanya?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, morning.
Morning.
How are ya?
Good. Am I on the radio?
You are on the radio.
Okay.
We wanted to talk to you.
Did I win something?
Well, no. Maybe.
No.
I guess in a manner of speaking, maybe.
No, you didn't win anything.
Okay. Well, we wanted to talk to you. We wanted to talk to you about a tiff with Ted.
Oh my god, of course this is about Ted.
What happened?
I'm assuming you already know because Ted must have called you about me. But I just can't let the beach thing fly. Like, he's showed me who he is. And that's it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good. Yeah. I'm done.
Okay, now the story we have.
Yeah.
Is that he planned a whole day at the beach with you. You guys had, like, a little playful argument in there, but usually that happens, like, flirting or whatever.
Playful? Yeah, like, I wouldn't call it playful.
Okay.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
Okay, so he takes me to Cherry Beach on Saturday, his idea, and I was a little hesitant because I'm not the strongest swimmer. And I told him this, and he was like... You're good. I've got your back. So I'm like, okay, we get there. It's so hot. And the water looks really nice. So I decided to get in. And then like 5 minutes of being in the middle of the lake, this gigantic wave appears out of nowhere. And like the undertow sucks me in. And I'm panicking and flailing my arms. And like I told him I'm not a good swimmer, right?
Oh,
okay. He's telling me he's got my back, and I'm trying to get his attention. And what do you think he does?
I don't know.
What does he do?
He sees that I'm in need, like, clearly. And then he takes his sweet time taking off his shoes, his shirt, his watch, while I'm flailing in the water, dying, gasping for breath, okay? Then he comes in to get me.
And what does your hero say when he arrives?
He was like... This, you're you're five. It's just a tiny little wave. Like,
oh, boy.
Right, oh, my okay. God, Tanya. That's why you ghosted me? You ghosted me because a little baby wave crashed against your knees?
Ted.
Yeah, Tanya, we have a local lifeguard on the line.
Guys,
hello? Ted? Really?
You took 2 minutes
to come and save me. You think your shirt and your shorts and your watch are more precious than me? That showed me so much about who you are.
You are not in any danger. I thought you were doing like a joke or a goof. That wasn't enough water to baptize somebody. Like,
I was covering our drowning. I was gasping for breath. I was terrified.
How were you drowning? Were just your knees drowning?
This seems very playful.
Okay, yeah, this does. The jokesies.
You know, if I was on the beach and I saw this, I would think, wow, what a playful tip.
No, she's being such a drama queen.
Ted.
All right.
No, Ted. So,
a jerk.
And
I was dying.
That's when the battle was lost.
I trusted you with my life.
You were... First of all, I don't think that there could have been, like, a minnow that was swimming to be dangerous there for you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
No, let's do more metaphors. I like
it. She says that she's scared of water, and I get that you didn't think it was a threat, but maybe she did. This is also, like, very early on in your date, so maybe you should have been a little bit more helpful.
Yeah. Right. So here's what I want to ask. Tanya, the whole point about this call was to see if you guys wanted to reconnect.
Well, I mean, it's starting to sound like the answer for both of us is going to be no.
Yeah. Yeah, you tell
her. How about you call me Never Ted? Goodbye.
Well, I'm already deleting your number out of my phone as we speak.
Tell her.
That's great. This was mature.
Make sure to keep emergency services on
Ted,
the line.
Ted, stop it. Man, stop it. Bye-bye.